If that music takes you right back to the 1980s and a pre-Baywatch David Hasselhoff, you have Glenn Larson to thank. Larson created Knight Rider, which featured Hasselhoff foiling criminals with the help of a talking car, and he wrote that distinctive music to boot. Glenn Larson died on Friday. He was one of the most prolific TV producers in history. He created Quincy, the original Battlestar Galactica, Magnum P.I., The Fall Guy, and the list goes on, and it's truly remarkable. But, and not to disrespect the dead, Glenn Larson was never a darling among the critics. These days, most people seem to enjoy those old shows ironically, or as a guilty pleasure. The show Manimal, about a man who could change into animals, and of course use those abilities to fight evildoers, has been called the worst TV show ever. But on those terms, it's also awesome.
Dr. Jonathan Chase. Wealthy, young, handsome. A man with the brightest of futures. A man with the darkest of pasts.
Cynthia Littleton writes about television for Variety. She says the critics may have sneered, but they can't take away Larson's impact on popular culture.
I mean, I think the greatest influence is the fact that we can all still talk about them, and many of us can describe Knight Rider in a sentence and The Fall Guy in a sentence, and even the shows going back to the 70s. Quincy, who hasn't zoned out watching a Quincy rerun on the weekend, enjoying it? So, I mean, these are indelible shows. They may not have been Emmy bait, but these are shows that went the distance.
She also says that Larson deserves a ton of credit and respect for being able to get it done as a showrunner. By the count of The Hollywood Reporter, he's responsible for more than 500 hours of television over 21 seasons. But there's another standard critique of Glenn Larson, that many of his TV shows were ripoffs of movies. The science fiction writer Harlan Ellison famously called him Glenn Larson-y. BJ and the Bear, about a trucker and his pet chimp, it was an awful lot like Any Which Way But Loose, a movie featuring Clint Eastwood as a trucker with a pet orangutan. Automan looks a lot like Tron. And that list goes on and on. Fox Pictures actually sued over Battlestar Galactica, claiming it was a Star Wars ripoff. In the end, though, Fox lost. Cynthia Littleton says that beyond all the shows, Larson leaves behind another unmistakable legacy.
What I would say is, one of Larson's strengths was clearly casting. He helped launch a lot of careers. Lee Majors, Tom Selleck, David Hasselhoff. For good or ill, he had an eye for talent that was going to make an impact in the industry.
Glenn Larson passed away on Friday. He was 77 years old.